My beloved entities, you have come to investigate me. Little knowing, I have come to look at you. And upon your countenance, and upon your histories, as it were. And what be you in this life? How are you in this life? And how be you responsive to your life? Oh, I have come to look upon you. Indeed, and it says that all the things that you want and haven't received so far is because they are out of reach of who you are. So allow me to peer a little longer upon your countenance. Now then, when you perceive knowledge here, I want you to understand why some knowledge you will not get or understand, because some knowledge is beyond the capacity of your life. Well, that's not a bad thing. Indeed, it's not a good thing either. It simply is. And all your life is about your choice, for you be that which is termed a divine entity. You have created it precisely the way you wish. So permit me a moment to look upon you, and we shall get on the way. So be that. So now, after you come and heard, that's what my channel taught you yesterday in your time, how many of you learned well from that audience? So be that. So then you are more prepared to understand this day, which always makes it better when you have an interpreter, and she's my interpreter. So now, what want you to know? I will tell you this that I know about you. Not only are you beauteous, but you are loved, and by a source so divine, so eloquent, and so in you, that you have escaped notice by your own fault, that you have sought your divine in other ways. Oh, one cannot blame such a journey. Looking for a reason for being, and why be you here indeed, after all? And for you, live your lives that you have done, searching for its meaning, indeed at the bottom of the purpose of the daily life. And indeed, searching for a God, for only when we find that, how we begin to make a meaning of our life and of your life, because then there was a purpose in you rising up from the mud and taking on intelligence and taking on life. There was a reason for it. And as it is seen this day in your time, the violence in the world labors under such suffering, to seek out such gods who are so ruthless. That religion, as it were, if that is the root of what created you, is a miserable failure, because in your heart, the perception of the divine has taken on a loftier countenance, as it were, and indeed that countenance, through pure reason and pure understanding, would say, then how can God war upon itself? How indeed, and why indeed, would God, who be the all of all, make war upon itself? For all, as it is understood, through all claimants to their God, have created everything, except evil. And evil are the disbelievers to their God. Well, how in your simple mind, you who have rose up from your clay, look and say, how could God murder itself? Indeed, How could God sow such lies, such confusion, such disharmony? How could it do that? And if that be God, am I that in my soul? Am I the sower of disharmony? Am I needing to be so special that only my God takes care of me? And to all who disbelieve, to our quarantine to evil? Is that what you think? Because when you are lost, you are desperately wanting to be found, discovered by someone other than yourself, because you are that which is lost. And when you are discovered, are you wanting to be so special that such an uncovery and those who would doubt it warrant abuse, disinheritance? To belong to such a God worries one in their conscience. It worries them because they wonder, if this is their creator, is this then the heart of your own violence? Is indeed this is the heart of your own prejudice? And wanting to belong desperately to the army of God, are you wanting to do that because you are still waiting to be discovered and found? And perhaps this is the group who has found you? 'Tis those groups, my beloved people, that when you stand upon the effigy of a religion and proclaim that you are a chosen people, and all religions say that, all do, then you are standing in the shadow of uniqueness and specialness. And those who do not stand with you, who do not share that quarter, then they are the evil ones. They are the ones that must be destroyed. So, is it in you what occurs in the world? Or in pure reason, are you wondering how then some other creator who created this madness has allowed it to go on? And are you searching for that deeper meaning and that deeper rationalization? And if you are you waiting to be found? Are you simply waiting to discover yourself? If at the heart of you there is no violence, if at the heart of you there is no libelous persecution, at the heart of you, if you do not judge others, for the tongue is more wicked than the sword. For a sword cleaves one's body in two, and there we have it. The present goes on and can no longer interfere in this realm of materiality. But the tongue persecutes one while they're encased here and induces suffering. Is that in you? Of what you found, is what you found more special than anyone else? Are you still waiting to be discovered? So, this address to this august body was, why come you here this day? Are you curious? And if you mock me, then shouldn't you be mocking all of the other invisible gods that seem to have taken such precedence in the world and done such a brutal job at it? Are you here not to shoot the messenger, but to hear the message?